Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast of things we did on a radio show, edited into a podcast, and podcasted up the podcast. Today, well, we always start off with the first link on the radio, which is like the menu, because you apparently, I went to a course once that Global did about podcasts when I used to work for them, and they said always start with the menu. So effectively, that's what we do with the show. I'm not sure which of these news stories we'll be talking about on the actual show because of like Ofcom and that time of day stuff. There's a lot of rude stuff in the news today. Is there stuff about things at bottoms again? Those stories keep coming around. And there's something about pensioners having sex or something. I mean, I wouldn't listen. But we did a radio show. Some of it was Ofcom compliant and it came out sounding like this. On the show today, Tom Daley's body will be discussed in fine detail. Alan Titmarsh's body will be discussed in less fine detail for obvious reasons. There's a model who's complaining about her fine detail and something about snoring. It sounds like we could turn that into a show. We've made worse into a show, put it that way. It's a cost of living crisis update. We used to do these all the time. Do you remember? We used to have a jingle for it. Hang on. You got a jingle somewhere? I never get prepared with the jingles. There's one that says, it costs how much? There's the shortage one.
Shortage of the day.
Not that one. It's not that one. It's not that one either. No, I think we've lost it. We deleted it. However, that was worthwhile, wasn't it? I bet you're happy you tuned in for that. Cost of living crisis. Normally, we get a story saying something will be more expensive, and I think, oh, I guess I'll buy less of it then. Vegetables are more expensive. Oh, I guess I'll buy less. Tea was more expensive. Oh, guess I'll buy less. This news story says chocolate lovers face a costly Easter after cocoa prices have soared. Chocolate's going to be more expensive. Oh, I guess I'll be poorer. Because I'm not going to have less chocolate. Let's be honest about this. There was a news story. Some medical expert yesterday said that for health reasons, you shouldn't eat the Easter egg in one sitting. Mate, if I had the ability to not eat an Easter egg in one sitting, I'd have done it by now. Thanks for the pointless advice, but that is not the world I'm living in. You join me sitting here being a decadent icon of the West. Hello. And the reason I say this is because North Korea have started censoring things that they show from TV in the West. I don't blame them. Some of it's absolutely disgusting. Naked attraction, yes, giblets. However, what they've decided to censor is anyone wearing blue jeans. I've watched episodes of Naked Attraction praying that they'd have a pair of blue jeans on. They never do. It's just giblets. But they're banning blue jeans because they think that might lead to the moral corruption. I'm wearing blue jeans right now. Do I strike you as an icon of moral corruption? Obviously, that's a bad question. I'm a bad example. Do other people in jeans strike you as a corruption? And what they've done is they're showing TV shows of Alan Titmarsh and they're censoring out his blue jeans. They're blurring them. Have you ever noticed jeans, when blurred, just look like jeans? But anyway, I just find that's amazing. He's 74, Alan Titchmarsh, and they're blurring out his jeans so as not to cause moral corruption. Is this ground force? Because I seem to remember Charlie Dimmock had one or more, accurately two things that could lead to moral downfall. I mean, she's the only reason I've sat here in blue jeans, put it that way. Interesting piece of research says that Italians really do speak with their hands. I read that and thought, are these researchers sure they were looking at Italians and not the people on TV? You know, late at night when they repeat a TV show in a smaller box and there's a person down in the bottom corner. They're speaking with their hands. Are they all Italians? I have misunderstood what the hearing zone's all about. Italians really do speak with their hands. They use more than 40 hand gestures per minute. According to a study, it found that for every 5 words an Italian says, there is a hand movement. I know what they mean. I suppose they gesture. They gesticulate. You know, you put them in handcuffs and you've muted them, that kind of deal. Maria Grazion, something or other, from the Lund University in Sweden. Well, that's less Italian. I don't know why I did that accent then. Did the study. It said Italian speakers are proverbially known for not being able to talk without their hands moving. Must be weird being on radio over there. What do they do? Send out little pictures of hands. These days on the internet, I suppose you could just log in and see what their hands are up to. These days, you don't want to log in and see what my hands are up to. You'd never watch again. There's a nice piece of research about the wildlife. We love wildlife here. Every so often we do a Blue Planet parody for no good reason. Sperm whales apparently use a poop attack to escape from killer whales. What they do is, this is just off the western tip of Western Australia. They were whale watching and marine biologist Jenna Tucker saw a large dark bubble of whale poop. It rose up before the orcas quickly moved off. I don't blame them. You would as well. So the theory is the sperm whales mind its own business. These killer whales come round. It, you know, how do you say this delicately? And then the killer whales go like, oh, mate. But what bothers me about this story is that it says that's a unique form of self-defense. Is it? These people who did the research have clearly never seen me managing to get out of going to dinner with my other half's friends, because, you know, similar. One of my favourite stories of ages is this one, only because it comes with a nice picture as well, but a model claims that she's constantly accused of being an AI robot. Aww, diddums. Ines Trochia, which I'm fairly sure is a medical condition of the throat, but she's a 29-year-old model. She believes that fake models of made by technology are contributing to unreachable beauty standards. She's got nearly 2 million Instagram followers, and she says she's losing money because people think her content is made by AI. So that's a humble brag, isn't it? She's effectively said, AI are making people who are unattainably beautiful, and everyone thinks I'm one of those? Oh! So beautiful that you can't tell if I'm real. That's how she's spinning it. I think there's another take on that. People think she's an AI robot because of no authentic personality. I don't know. More research needed. Tom Daly, you know, diver Tom Daly, knitter Tom Daly, claims that his honed body's complained about his own body. His honed body shows if he's eaten just one naughty thing, and then he gets criticised for it. He's in such good shape that if he just, like, eats a cream egg, you could be able to tell, because it'd be sticking out there like he's got, like, a Princess and the Pea thing, because he's not, you know, not an ounce of fat on him. He eats something, or you could tell he gets complained. Yeah, your life must be a nightmare. Try being in my body, Tom, if that is your real name, and it is, because I could eat 10 cream eggs and people wouldn't notice. In fact, they might say something like, oh, you're looking a bit slimmer than normal. Because people just randomly say that when you're my size. It's oh, have you lost weight? No, I'm just stood further away. Oh, well, never mind, carry on. There's a lovely story. Space, but not alien, so we'll be fine. Scientists have located the broken rotor blade on the stricken Mars Ingenuity helicopter. Don't you feel sorry for the AA man who's got to go out to that one? Imagine getting that call out. Other people just get to nip around the M25. Maybe in bad weather. He's got to go all the way to Mars. A chunk of the blade was spotted on the surface of the red planet, about 50 foot from the aircraft. Ingenuity had performed 72 flights, but then, dink, and now it can't. The camera aboard it took in a zoomed in image. So now it can't fly around there. So I'm glad we spent how many billions on that for a rotor blade that didn't even stay on? Beautiful work. I'm sure humanity is in safe hands. I keep forgetting that it's nearly Easter, but this story's in the news. A pet shop chain is halting the sale of rabbits over Easter to prevent seasonal impulse buying, because people are idiots. Pets at Home have decided to put the measure in because people are idiots, and they go, Easter, it's bunnies. We should get a bunny. That's all it takes for some people. I feel sorry for those people, because whenever they come across, like, the St. Andrew's Day, or which is the one that's the Welsh one, St. David's Day, they must have a look at that. It's St. David's Day today. Dragons. Where can we get a... Do you know what I mean? Quickly running out of time, mainly because I keep being distracted by promotional emails, but from America, that keep reminding me about Mother's Day, and I panic and go, and then I remember, oh, we've already done it. It's like one of those nightmares where you wake up and realise you're not at work. That kind of... Oh, already sorted it. So we're running out of time. We won't get time to cover this story. People from Milton Keynes, the worst snorers in Britain. Shame we can't look at that. But as if they haven't suffered enough. Another reason not to go to Milton Keynes. Hardy Brits have become chilly, basically. We are keeping our homes colder than the rest of Europe. That's understandable, isn't it? Because Europe's warmer. Something about the boat race. High levels of E. coli have been found in a stretch of the Thames. And that is why I've stopped drinking the Thames. It's a shame we didn't have longer to do this one as well. Brown sauce has been crowned the king of condiments ahead of plain old ketchup. Honestly, it's wokeness, isn't it? Is that what this is? No. Is it representation? No. Over 65s picked it as their top big bold taste, according to a survey. 29% of Gen Zers say they shun it for being old-fashioned, but no one cares about them. So brown sauce tops the list. Tomato ketchup is on there as well. Trying to see what else is going on in this survey. I want to know what's number three. They're not telling me what's number three. I mean, it's mayonnaise, but what? It's bound to be mayonnaise, isn't it? So anyway, they're your top three condiments according to a source. I'll let myself out. Podcast done. Oh, the microphone's making a bit of noise. There we go. Podcast done. Stories we didn't cover. Relationships are pushed to the brink because of distortion in how we experience time. Some of us might think time's flown past, others think it's dragged, which means, this, according to these experts, rows happen because someone will think it's been ages since they last had sex, while the other one feels like it just happened, according to a psychologist. If only they'd invented a thing like a calendar or something that you could put it in and actually see how long it's been. The only problem with that is, if you're the one who uses facts to back up your argument, there's no way to win, is it? In a relationship row. If you say, oh, it feels like we never do it. Oh, I just did it just the other day. And you get out the Google calendar and say, look, I put it in my calendar and it's been a month and a half. Somehow you're the bad guy. What do you mean personal experience? Shut your face. Sydney Sweeney says that she can function on very little sleep and has never tried coffee. You know who Sydney Sweeney is? She's the one who's, she was in Madam Web. She's been in Euphoria. She went to two events with a low cut top and now everyone knows who she is. And she's never tried coffee. She doesn't need much sleep. Give that woman a double espresso, she'll run the world. Pete Townsend insists that The Who have unfinished business before they crawl off and die. What, like publishing that book you were researching? And the other story is about Gemma Collins' bra. We've already done enough boob jokes. What's this one? It's better to break wind, according to experts. Microbiome expert Dr. Emily Leeming is urging people to not hold it up, to let it out. Yeah, it's better out than in for the person who's doing it. For the rest of the world, it's better in than out. You're up to date with all of the news that you needed discussing in front of you. You can tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. You can email me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. That might sound a bit, feel a bit personal. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.